What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Good Friday. Easter, of course, is coming up on this Sunday, and we have lots of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And sadly, because it is Good Friday and Claire is involved at her church, she will not be joining us in hour number three today. So let's get on into it here. And starting right off here with Jeff Sessions. As you know, yesterday Jeff Sessions refused to appoint a second special counsel to probe FBI misconduct. Now, today he's trying to sort of deal with the backlash from that by saying that he's named this federal prosecutor out in, I think it's Utah, to look into the matter. But once again, we're seeing we have an attorney general whose job it is to protect certain people from the letter of the law. And apparently Sessions has also got himself back on the cover of Time magazine. And both of these are an annoyance to Donald Trump. And a lot of people are saying it may be time for Sessions to go. Certainly we're getting that from Larry Klayman down there at Freedom Watch, saying that it's time for Sessions to be let go. And of course, Klayman is out there saying that he wants to be named special counsel, looking into some of these government misbehavior by the FBI and the Department of Justice. I personally think it would be a really great idea. And he's trying to get a petition with enough signatures, which unfortunately will probably be ignored by everybody in the deep state. But yeah, Klayman would be great. I've been following him for a lot of years, and he's anti-corruption. He does not have a political party bias. I first became aware of him all the way back 24 years ago when he was still in charge of Judicial Watch, and they were looking into the Vince Foster case. So, anyway, story coming out of Zero Hedge. Apparently, former Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe lied four separate times to the Department of Justice and the FBI, including two times while under oath with Inspector General Michael Horowitz. This is coming from Representative Jim Jordan in an interview on Fox News. And this is the first time the public has heard more details of the circumstances behind the decision to fire McCabe just over one day before he qualified for his full pension. He's still getting a partial pension. But he was lying, and he's not supposed to do that. Now, apparently there's been another FBI agent, Terry James Albury, who worked in counterterrorism, who has been exposed as one of the leaks, leaking classified information to the corporate media, and he's now been charged with one count of knowingly and willfully transmitting documents and information relating to national defense to a reporter for a national news organization. And apparently he's also refusing to hand over documents to the government. So he's in trouble, but he's kind of small fry. He's not one of the ringleaders. Now, getting on back to Hillary Clinton, apparently she's now appearing in public with a cast on her arm from where she broke her wrist slipping in a bathtub. And her star has definitely fallen. In fact, right now, she has suffered a 90% cut in speaking fees. Right now, she's only getting 1/10 of the money for a public speech that she was getting at the height of her career, at the height of her candidacy, and so forth. So apparently, she's got a speaking engagement at one of New Jersey's universities. And no, it's not Princeton. They're not saying exactly where it is. But she's had to take a major hit on the speaking fees. So her star is very much on the wane. I'm still concerned that she's going to come back in 2020 and try for the White House again, which will force me to back Donald Trump again for reelection. But if anybody else is running on the Democratic ticket, Trump does not get my support this next time. He has betrayed his base. He is not keeping his promises. Rather than draining the swamp, he's become the swamp thing himself. And I'm very, very disappointed in him, to put it mildly. So getting onto the war zones here, apparently Russian forces have foiled a series of suicide bombings in eastern Ghouta. The militants are all but gone from that part of Syria, and apparently they have resorted to the tactic of terror bombings to try and reverse the trend. Apparently the suicide bombers were going to be put on the buses carrying the refugees out of Ghouta. And Russian military basically confiscated 7 belts on March 26th, 32 suicide belts on March 27th, and 9 more belts on March 28th. So Syrian pro-government activists believe that members of Hayl al-Tahrir al-Sham, which are part of the evacuation deal, may have been behind the attempted suicide bombings aimed at sabotaging the ongoing evacuation agreement. We're going to take a moment here to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, the humanitarian pauses that are allowing the civilians to leave East Ghouta and for militants who have laid down their arms to withdraw has now been extended. And apparently the Falak al-Rahman militants from Arbin are basically leaving for Idlib for the de-escalation zone. So it's going very well there. And this may be the reason that Trump yesterday said that we're leaving Syria and we'll let somebody else take care of it. Why not let Syria take care of Syria? Seems like an easy idea. Down in Turkey, President Erdogan is saying that Turkey is ready to attack the U.S.-backed Kurds in Manbij. So that part of Syria is still very much in play. Again, the U.S. should have just left well enough alone. Now, the reason I'm saying that Trump is saying that we're leaving Syria is there are indications to the contrary. In fact, apparently the Defense Department is saying they have heard absolutely no word about starting to leave Syria. And more importantly, more telling, over at the PacObserver.net, they have a story about how United States and British and Jordan are deploying troops and tanks on the border with South Syria. And basically, they have aerial photos from Syria's Joint Operations Command showing the heavy military presence of U.S., U.K., Jordanian troops on the Syria-Jordan border areas. Now, this seems to contradict Trump's statement that the U.S. is giving up on Syria, which means that if Trump made that statement, but they're still planning on attacking, then there has to be some kind of a false flag to say, oh, gee, look what happens. We said we were going to leave Syria, and look what Bashar al-Assad did, and golly gee whiz, we got to go on in, and we got to just give them what for. Now, over at the United Nations, Nikki Haley is out there just screaming and yelling and tearing her hair out about Russia, blaming them for the, you'll pardon the expression, fall of Syria's eastern Ghouta. Well, from the point of view of Syria's government, it's the liberation of eastern Ghouta. So Nikki Haley basically is condemning the forced surrender of one of the last rebel-held enclaves in Syria and basically is accusing the Syrian government of using the UN-backed ceasefire to accomplish it. Nikki is also blaming Russia for supporting Syrian President Bashar Assad and playing a central role in the bombing of Syrian civilians into submission. Now, that one's a flat-out lie. The U.S. has been bombing civilian infrastructure under the pretext of going after ISIS and al-Qaeda, which we now know were working with the U.S. against Assad. So I guess one of the requirements to be a U.N. ambassador is very much like the corporate media. You have to be able to stand there with your hair on fire and insist you cannot smell any smoke. Now, as you know, right now we're in this period where the U.S. and its vassal states are expelling Russian diplomats, and Russia is expelling U.S. diplomats. U.S. closed a consulate general in Seattle. Russia's closed the U.S. consulate general in St. Petersburg, and they're just going back and forth, back and forth. And it does demonstrate that relations between the U.S. and Russia are deteriorating rapidly. And the White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders basically came on out and said that Russia's response was not unanticipated and the United States will deal with it, meaning there's going to be something else to poke the bear to get this war rolling here. Washington has also declared the Russian trade envoy to the U.S. persona non grata, meaning you have about a week to get out of town. And the Russian representative, Alexander Stadnik, said that he wasn't really surprised based on what's been going on here. Now, in response to the expulsions, the Defense Ministry of Russia has launched a Russian missile drill in coordination with 10,000 troops on the highest combat alert. And they're taking three missile armies of Russia's strategic missile force. These are the guys with the really big rockets and the really big bombs. And they've been ordered to go on highest combat alert because of the political crisis. It's just amazing. Now, story that's coming on out of Zero Hedge is that on the same phone call where Donald Trump congratulated Putin for his reelection victory, which everybody got their knickers in a twist over, that he also came on out and said that if Russia wants an arms race, we can do that, obviously responding to Putin's State of the Union speech with the revelation about these new wonder weapons. And again, all this chest thumping going on here. Possibly in response to Trump's comment, Russia has now fired a second test of the Sarmat missile. Now, this one is a game changer. The Sarmat has a speed of Mach 20. Can't quite get into orbit, but almost as fast. It carries a payload of 10 tons, meaning it can carry up to 24 of Russia's new Avangard hypersonic glide vehicles. Now, these are the reentry vehicles that are maneuverable. They can make high-speed evasion maneuvers, and they come down very fast. Putin has described them as striking like a meteorite, like a fireball. And a little later in the show, we're going to have some more of Russia's new weapons that weren't even mentioned in his speech. Stephen Cohen is out there. Now, he's Professor Emeritus of Russian Studies and Politics at NYU in Princeton. And he's out there saying that all of these unproven allegations against Trump and Putin are bringing us closer to an outright nuclear war. And he's talking about Russiagate and the Skripal affair, neither of which seem to have any basis in reality. But the U.S. is pushing Russiagate, the U.S. media, the British media is still on the Skripal affair, and they're out there just escalating the situation, and it is a very, very reckless situation. All right, we're going to take a phone call from Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Nobody's backing down, Mike. We're at war already. It hasn't gone hot yet, but it's going because Putin's not leaving Syria. He's not going to back down because after going through all this trouble, he'll look too weak. And he ain't moving, you know, and it's up to Trump to, you know, decide what he's going to do. But, they're crazy, Mike. Like, this is worse than the Cold War. I mean, people don't realize it because they're not being told anything. But we're in some serious trouble. Mike, those Sarmats, they already got them in the silos. They're just doing a few tests, but they already have some in the...
Are you there?
To go, you know.
Okay, I lost your sound there for a second.
Yes, these weapons are ready to go, Mike. Like, I don't know how much more Russia... They had a former Israeli ambassador says, you know, this got to stop. Like, we're getting pushed to the brink.
I agree. We're being pushed to the brink of war by the military-industrial complex and all the war hawks like John Bolton and John McCain, who think, you know, war is not only cool. They even actually believe nuclear war is winnable. And they think that because they've got their bunkers, but they don't seem to realize that if there is a full-on total nuclear exchange between the U.S. and Russia and China, there will be so much radioactivity, it will kill the surface of the planet. And when they come up out of their bunkers after they've run out of food and storable water, they're going to come up to basically a desert planet. There's going to be nothing to eat. Nothing will grow. It's going to be on the beach for real.
But, Mike, but people don't understand. We don't have any real diplomats anymore. Like, they're all, like, either former cheerleaders in their high school or, you know, in the geek squad in the high school. I mean, there's just no diplomacy. This is what's scary. It's just children in Britain and here. You know, you look at Nikki Haley and then Boris Johnson, people like that, and this is all we got. That's scary, Mike. You know,
It is scary. I mean, Nikki Haley is up there at the United Nations to sell the agenda that the world must go to war against Russia.
And all it takes is a spark, Mike, because the rhetoric keeps going higher and higher. Did you hear about Britain? They went on to a Russian airline that landed, and they kicked the flight crew off, searching the plane or something. I mean, that's a provocation. They're going to keep doing this? You know, like, I mean, Pete poking the bear?
Apparently. Apparently they really are. And, you know, with this heightened tension, all it's going to take is one mistake to set things off. Even if the planners behind all of this are just pushing for a new Cold War to plunder the people for the military-industrial complex, during the last Cold War, there were some near misses. And in addition to the Cuban Missile Crisis, which came dangerously close to a launch, there have actually been accidents involving nuclear weapons that almost resulted in a launch. You've all seen the movie War Games. That's actually based on something that really happened in Cheyenne Mountain. Now, there wasn't a kid with a computer outside, but somebody inside Cheyenne Mountain put a training tape on for the displays and didn't announce it. And all those people at those consoles were looking at what they thought was a real Russian attack, and it got dangerously close to a missile launch on our side before somebody said, hey, this is a training simulation. And there have been a couple of other mistakes involving near launches of weapons, electronics failure. We shouldn't be here. It's very dangerous to be here, especially because we're only here because somebody's making money off of all of this.
And, Mike, real quick, I just want to switch gears. You had a gentleman who called, and he was talking about, like, the two, and you mentioned it also, the Israeli so-called F-35s that flew over Iran. They didn't do anything, right? They flew back. I think it's a BS story, Mike, because it came from the Jerusalem Post. It was originally from a Kuwaiti newspaper, which is owned by a Kuwaiti who's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. It probably has stock in Lockheed Martin, I would take it. Because there's no
way.
Well,
actually, you're not the only person. You're not the only person who thinks the story is bogus, and we're going to be talking about that a little bit later in the show. But a lot of people are starting to cast doubt on that story, that it may have just been pure propaganda to scare Iran, to provoke Iran, or to bolster the reputation of the F-35, which is, to be very honest, not very good.
Now, how does that work? They can pick up stealth fighters or any stealth because of long wait. Was it UHF?
No, VHF radars, when the U.S. flew those F-22s along the Korean border, China called down and said, you know, we can see those things on our older radar. And that's why I was kind of wondering about this story from the beginning. But now other people have expressed doubts about that. Anyway, Dustin, I need to let you go. We need to do a commercial break. We've got another caller waiting on the line, and we will be back after these words from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
Folks, we are really in a war between the corporate media and the independent media. And the corporate media is pulling out all the stops to try and silence us, as the promo said, to take away our advertisers. Advertisers are being threatened. They're playing dirty. And we need your help. There's no other way to put it. We're not going to be able to continue unless you are willing to step forward and join with us. So if you are able to, the postal address to send check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you want to call on in and pledge to be a recurring subscriber, that number is 800-724-2719, extension 03. The network thanks you. And obviously, donors to whatreallyhappened.com, I thank you. Because it's really needed and it's appreciated. Even little tiny donations. If everybody listening to this program sent just $5 to RBN, it would make a tremendous difference. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines now. Mike in Kentucky, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I've heard, and I guess William Benny confirmed it. I guess other people have confirmed it. They're scanning, like, every piece of mail. So if you're going to send cash, donations, probably the old thing that I used to hear years ago was to fold it up in, like, a foil or something opaque so that the postal workers won't, by chance, see through the envelope and see there's cash in there.
Yeah, I've gotten some donations that way where it's an envelope with no return address and inside is a foil packet.
With some cash, yeah. The scanners can detect it, apparently, and I would say Mylar might even work better because I have to wonder if they detect metal, if it would flag it, you know. So maybe a Mylar, you know, something can't see, you know, with light see through there so the postal workers by chance wouldn't steal it. But what I talked about, or what I called to talk about, was just some of the absurdity that, I don't know, I had to read. We had phase elective science fiction when I was in high school. I had to read A Last Babylon, and I read some other science fiction, Down to a Sunless Sea, and some of these other, you know, post-apocalyptic novels. So, I mean, I knew even before Fukushima happened that if the power, it just takes, you know, a couple of grid. Didn't they have a near space detonation that took the grid out in Hawaii? A test.
It was the first test of a nuclear weapon outside the atmosphere, and they were not expecting what happened, which is that it generated an EMP pulse, and it knocked out the power and radios right here on the island of Hawaii.
Well, it's probably in 1990, I think. I was watching CNN, and you know how they used to repeat stuff like every 4 hours, you'd see the same stories for like 2 days. I saw the story over and over again. This guy had invented a way to take the waste plasma slag coming off of steel mills and drop those pellets out of the fuel rods in there, spaced apart where they couldn't reach criticality, and you created this inert ingot of the stuff that could be loaded around with a forklift and put on a truck and dumped off in the ocean somewhere, and it would allow the fuel pellets to go, you know, decay over time into something that would be inert, or you could put it down in a salt mine or something like that. So to me, it looks like increasingly that they do not want to do anything with this nuclear waste sitting around because, at least for the initial 6 years that these fuel rods are hot and sitting in the cooling ponds, it is a de facto doomsday weapon, just like is depicted in Dr. Strangelove. If anybody, North Korea never did need a reentry vehicle. All they'd have to do is pop one good nuke over top of Kansas, you know, somewhere that would take down the electrical grid of the United States. And like the end of Hunt, you remember the end of Hunt for Red October when the lieutenant on the Russian submarine says, "You idiot, you've killed us," because they took all the safety measures off of the torpedo. It would cause 90 Fukushimas or more, because some of these nuclear sites in the U.S. have multiple the times of fuel sitting around that Fukushima has. So once it goes criticality, or once it evaporates the water out of the fueling pond, catches on fire, ignites the hydrogen, and it starts spraying these fuel pellets out, you know, in a gray plume. And in the United States, of course, Japan could not make use of the fuel for plutonium, so they did mixed oxide fuel, which means that they had to remix the plutonium back in use the fuel rods. Well, that made that explosion a little more dangerous because of the plutonium, but it looks like most of the nuclear industry in the United States is basically just to make fuel for nuclear weapons. I mean, it's not really...
That's exactly right. That's why they go with uranium fission rather than, for example, a thorium cycle reactor. We're almost out of time here. The reason that all of this nuclear waste is being neglected and ignored comes down to money. It's not a deliberate plot to have a doomsday weapon. But you're absolutely right. If we lost our electric grid for long enough and the emergency generators ran out of fuel at these cooling ponds, yeah, it's going to be a major, major problem. Anyway, Mike, got to let you go. Got to take another break here for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And in the spirit of Easter and resurrection, remember last week when the news was saying that Skirpal and his daughter had only a 1% chance of ever recovering, and that a judge was going to make a decision whether to pull them off life support. All of a sudden, the daughter has woken up, and she is eating by herself and talking. And apparently that other police officer is doing very well as well. So, well, good. I'm glad she's doing better here. Now, over at Russia Today, Neil Clark is quoted as saying that Britain may be repeating mistakes they made back in 2003 when the British government used completely fraudulent intelligence to stir up a war. And Clark added that the British Skripal theory has more holes than a slab of Swiss cheese. And he's absolutely right about that. And after all the times we have been lied into wars, whether it was Saddam's weapons of mass destruction or Assad's sarin gas or torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin or a Spanish mine in Havana Harbor and so forth and so forth and so forth, we should be very suspect about this story, especially in the absence of any evidence whatsoever. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Bob in Michigan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Michael. The guy in England that supposedly was poisoned by the Russians, I would think he may have gotten food poisoning or something like that. If you've ever been to London, you'll notice that one of the things is the whole place stinks like a sewer. They have very poor sanitation, and yet the population keeps growing and growing. Much like the same problem they have in California. They keep growing the population.
I was in London back in the 80s, and it certainly wasn't a problem then. I didn't notice any problems then. And I know that other people have floated the idea that the Skripals actually did get food poisoning, and that Theresa May just seized on the opportunity to try and blow this up to attack Russia. But I don't see Theresa May and these other people just sitting around waiting for something to happen that they can exploit to go after Russia. And I do think something was done to the Skripals. It may not have been Novichok, but I think something definitely was done to them.
Yeah, well, I guess the other point I was trying to make is that the populations of these large cities keep growing, and their water systems and sewer systems are not meant to handle it. They're not building them any bigger. They're just taking in more people and expecting the existing systems to work, and they won't.
Well, that's hardly confined to London. We're seeing it all over the United States. We're seeing it right here in Hawaii. The population of this island has almost doubled since Claire and I moved here, but they're not expanding the roads. They're not even properly maintaining the roads. We've got the worst roads in the nation. They took a lane out of the Kamehameha Highway for that light rail project, and Kamehameha is all torn up. So we're seeing that all over the place where these refugees and illegal immigrants are being brought in. We're seeing it in California. Their infrastructure is overstressed. It's hardly unique to London.
Your tax dollars at work. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Now, anytime somebody wants to demonize a country, what do? They come on out and compare them to Nazi Germany. And British Defense Secretary Gavin Williamson is basically out there at the forefront trying to equate that Russia is going to be using the World Cup the way Hitler used the 1936 Olympics in Germany. So, I mean, they're scraping the bottom of the barrel for propaganda devices they can use against Russia. All right, let's take some more phone calls. Kevin in West Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Mike. Robert Mueller is on my mind, and not the whole Russian collusion thing. The questions that I think all of us need to start asking is, who is Robert Mueller? I know there's some tie-up with Adam Weissman and the whole Boston thing, but I think there's some more, and besides the Comey and the whole, and I forget the name of the bank, but I think we should dig down into who he really is and show how corrupt and how dirty of a cop he really is.
Well, a lot of people have already done that. We've posted some of the articles at whatreallyhappened.com, and I think it's becoming very obvious that to reach the highest levels of government, the highest levels of the FBI, you have to be willing to do the dirty work of those in power.
Why is that, if I may ask?
Because those in power need somebody that they can count on to do the dirty work, like kill the Deputy White House counsel and make it look like a suicide.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. Is it because the dirtier you are, the higher up in power you get because you're going to cover your boss's crimes? Or is this because, oh, we have some dirt on you, do what we say, you know, like blackmail? Like, this whole thing just seems backwards on how a system ought to work.
Well, it's a combination of the two reasons that you gave here, and very often reminds me of a quote from one of the Godfather movies. I think it was the third one in the franchise, where Michael Corleone is talking about how hard he's worked to take the family straight and law-abiding, and then he says, the higher I go, the crookeder it gets. And I think that was one of the best statements to come out of that franchise.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And the only reason why I was thinking the way I was thinking on the way back home here, I was listening to a little bit of Hannity, and he's digging into who Robert Mueller is. And I know you've done a lot of work, and a lot of people have done a lot of work to expose who he is. Is the people don't care? Are they tired of it? Or are they just got their heads shoved in their phones so much that they can't even pay attention to what's really going on around them?
Well, I think people are starting to pay attention to what's going on. And unfortunately, they're still waiting for somebody else to do something. They're waiting for the Attorney General to do his job. They're waiting for the FBI to really do its job. They're still waiting for Donald Trump to keep his campaign promises. But as you can tell from some of the phone calls that we have been getting at the show, people are now getting to the point of saying, we have to do something. And that's a very dangerous situation for the country to be in. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that all during our life, we get told you can't fight City Hall. There's really nothing that you can do about it, so don't worry about it. And that's a message we get from TV. It's a message we get from schools. And I remember when I was first starting out my website, I got a lot of emails saying, do you really think you're going to have any impact at all on any of this? And while I have not had the impact I had hoped for, obviously, I think the independent media has brought about an important change in giving rise to a much more skeptical distrusting population. We have taken away from the corporate media and the government their ability to lie with impunity. I think those are victories that we can look at with a small sense of accomplishment.
I totally agree. And this sounds like one thing I learned in my political science class, and it was talking about traditionalism. You know, the tradition is let the ones in power or the elite actually be the ones that govern, because, you know, we, the common people, don't belong in politics. And I always disagree with my poli sci teacher over that, with the whole traditionalism form of government. But, you know, I think it's coming to the point where we the people is not the elite class. It's we the people, everybody in the country. I mean, you said it before, and I always feel this way, that, government is supposed to serve us. We're not to be serving government. And I think a lot of these people in politics, like the representatives, congressmen, and everything, I think they forget that. I think they really think or forget that they're, you know, a public servant. They serve the people, and they just serve their own interests or special interests. But I would love to see all special interests get taken out of politics and all the dirty money and big money be taken out. But, you know, is that constituting a new form of government then? Or because I think constitutional conventions would be a great thing, but at the same token, I can see where they would be a bad thing too.
Well, let me go on back here. The way this nation was originally set up, it was a republic, and we the people chose those who would run it for us. And over time, that system has become corrupted. And by the way, Thomas Jefferson himself predicted that this daring experiment in government that he created was not going to last forever, because over time it would be corrupted by those who sought power and wealth and influence for their own ends. And it's certainly true here. Critical to regaining control over these politicians is an honest election system, because right now the American people are totally disenfranchised. The members of the House and the Senate and even the White House, present company excepted, are just used to the idea that whoever has the best election rigors is going to get those offices. And that's why they're more or less tuned out to what their constituents need. They're there to basically sell favors to corporate interests and foreign governments.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, that's all I wanted to pick your brain about. I hope you give Ms. Claire the best, and I hope you have a great and wonderful rest of the show.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that. And we're going to switch over to Peter in California. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Michael. I wanted to point out the similarities of what is going on, all the common threads of what's going on around the world when Trump runs on a sort of rapprochement with Russia. And, of course, the intelligence community and the left funded by Soros, the biggest backer of the Clintons, and all these people have smear campaigns. They fund the whenever anything comes out, it's become impossible for Trump to actually even have any kind of meaningful discussion with the Russians. Then we have, of course, the reason why we're in Syria to begin with is because the Israeli lobby owns Congress and the presidency, frankly. But then you go over to Britain, and they've been unable to really move the American public. We're so used to the false flag crap. But now we have this deal with the poisoning, completely unproven. All yes. These allegations, just like the dodgy dossier was, 15 years ago. But they prepared all this prior to that. As you pointed out, I think it was yesterday, all the expulsions were ready to go in multiple countries. But also, I know you've been following it, the labor, the Zionists have been cleaning out the British Labor Party, which was their only opposition, and
yes.
Hurling spurious charges of anti-Semitism and basically ethnic cleansing anybody who isn't Israel first. All this is in preparation for this. So they've been shouted into submission, just like the people have been shouted into submission who would back a rapprochement with Russia here. And then we have all this coming up with the P5+1 is coming up for either we're going to stay at it or not. All the voices now who are for staying in it have been removed or muted. And all the people who have are the most militant John Bolton type people, and Jeremy Corbyn's adversaries in England, everywhere in the world, they've been muted, and so to me this is all related. We wouldn't be in Syria, we wouldn't be in the Ukraine, frankly, we wouldn't all these false flags, the preparation of all this stuff with the shoutdowns and the false flags and cleansing people of through false charges echoed by the intelligence agencies and the Israeli controlled press. That's the point.
Yeah,
it
is a mess there, and there is no question that the government of Israel does have tremendous influence over matters inside our country. We're living under foreign puppet rule, and we should be no more happy about it than the people of other countries living under foreign puppet rule are, whether that's Iraq or Afghanistan or Libya or Yemen. It's not a pleasant thing. We have a Vichy government inside Washington, D.C., and they continually show they're far more concerned with what's going on with Israel than what's going on here in the United States of America, because Israel gives them lots of money to win elections with. Israel influences the American corporate media as to which candidate to support, and it really is a totally messed up system. And it reminds us of the wisdom of George Washington in his farewell address, who said, "Beware of foreign entanglements." One of the articles we put up at whatreallyhappened.com today is basically listing American politicians who hold dual citizenship with Israel. And that should not be allowed to happen. In other countries, you're not allowed to be in the government if you're a dual citizen. Those countries want people in government who are loyal to that country and that country alone. And Mike, our country is just being strip-mined and handed out to, not only to Israel, but to the illegal immigrants and the refugees. We're being torn apart.
Mike, it's the fifth column. And by the way, I just read on your website that so far today, there's 1,400 wounded and 14 dead in the Palestinian demonstrations. Peaceful demonstrations,
yes.
By the way, except for the Israeli Nazis firing into them. But let's watch to see how that's covered in the United States.
Well, it won't be covered in the corporate media. There won't be a single peep about it. That's why the independent media has to cover these things. And by the way, it's 15 dead now.
And that's probably understated, but it's unbelievable. We're nose to nose with the Russians in two countries. We killed 300 Russians a couple of weeks ago. All this in against all American interests. We have no interest in Syria or Lebanon, for God's sake. We're there because
The interest is a stepping stone to confrontation with Iran, and there was also a pipeline route of way that was involved as well. Same reason we went into Afghanistan, an oil pipeline. Peter, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We got another caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the telephones now. Rick in Arizona. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Trump and CNN's on my mind. You know, Trump, like any other entertainer, is a product of scouts in the entertainment industry, a.k.a. the mafia. The Washington Post reported that in 2016, CNN had a gross profit of $1 billion. Now, these entertainment, these cable news networks and the big ones were all on their deathbed. But Trump, the ratings machine, brought them all back to life. Now, isn't that sweet? Trump is not a friend of working class people, and we're all going to find that out. If you're still on the Trump train, just look in the mirror and see how big your ego is. It's just not letting you admit that you made a mistake. This guy is bad news. I don't see anything good coming out of Donald Trump. He just said that we're getting out of Syria. We're going to let other people do it. If you believe that, you know, we have a real problem.
Well, like I said, the fact that U.S. forces, along with British and Jordanians, are massing on the border is reason to doubt, you know, what Trump said. And I don't know why he said it. Maybe he's trying to convince the Russians to leave, but they're not going to leave anytime soon.
Yeah, well, just look at the figures. Trump's a ratings machine. This media doesn't hate Trump. They love him. This is all a TV reality show.
I disagree with that. The media is still overwhelmingly liberal, and with the exception of Fox News, they're still pushing this whole Trump-Russia collusion.
Trump's a New York liberal. This is all a hoax. This is all a hoax. In my opinion, Mueller's going to be there 3 years from now shuffling papers through folders. Just watch what happens. I don't think Trump is going to do us anything but protect his people that put him into office. Okay. Thanks for taking my call. Bye.
Well, yes, Trump is going to protect the people who put him into office. He's going to be doing favors for the people who funded him. That's how politics really works. But I think this idea that there's some kind of a monolithic, unified system of government and media guiding the nation forward is flawed. I'm seeing deep factions emerging, different little groups that have different agendas. And they're literally at war with each other. We're still seeing the Democrats at war with Donald Trump. If they succeed in taking Congress this November, I do think they're going to move forward and try and impeach him, claiming that the firing of James Comey represented obstruction of justice. Ricky, you there? Nope, guess he left us. All right. Okay, now... more concerns going on here, again, with this. Theresa May is just pushing this new Cold War, which has a risk of becoming a hot war. And she's basically pushing not only against Russia, she's now escalating her talk about the need to deal with North Korea. And so they're all ramping up. Again, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that these governments of these nations and the European Union have become very unpopular with their people, and they need enemies and wars to try and get loyalty back. That if they get a war going, we'll salute the flag, we'll forget all about the mishandling of our nations, and send our children off to war. Don't think it's going to happen. Don't think it's going to work that way. We'll be back after station identification.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.